check it, yo, check it. I've had niggas that come up to me, say that they look up to me, yeah, and that they've been fucking with me since shit was ugly, yeah, and that these songs, man, they say they life. Now how you put that kind of power in these hands of mine, and how a nigga post respond to some shit like that? Am I supposed to, oh, thanks, pat they back? I ain't trying to take away from the experience they had, but honestly, I'm not prepared for some shit like that. And when they credit myself, they discredit themselves and the strength that they had, yo, to better themselves. And they talk about the strength that I have in my songs, but they don't know behind them stories there's some shit that's just wrong. And I hear them say that it was beautiful, but to me, man, that shit was inexcusable. To talk about a death and not go to the funeral, telling myself you gotta swallow all the guilt that you did you. Shit was juvenile, like how was I too cowardly to go to your fucking funeral, but still feel like rapping about your death was fucking suitable? Was I true to you or using you, or the unfortunate events to make my songs more movable? My grief provable, it's true though, I do wish I could call like shit was usual, tell you shit's popping, tell you life's beautiful, but I didn't check on you when you were still here, yeah, and that shit been eating at me for this past year, yeah.
This memory of wild days and all that kept. 2014 Flagstaff, we're back now. Halloween year later and we're driving home. I'll throw up big times before we make it out. Still reminds me of Will dancing on that couch. Saw him last week, he swears that we made it now. People watching now, better not let them down.
Yeah, shout out to my brother Chuck, healthiest dude I know. One day he was hooping and just dropped to the flow. And disbelief, man, I could never fathom that. His sister Rosie hit me like it might have been a heart attack. Couldn't do shit about it, stuck in Arizona. Blessed they brought him back, but I heard he's in a coma. Dropped to my knees and I started to pray. Said if he wakes up, I swear that I'll call and text him every day. Felt like a lifetime after a couple days went past. And I still ain't heard from your ass, man, wake the fuck up. Yo, luckily he did, my promise didn't last that long. You would text me, it would take like a week to respond. And I ain't got shit going on, man, that's so fucked up. 2 years later, seen your silhouette in that crowd. Last show, our first headlining tour, it sold out. 700 people, yeah, that shit was so wild. Seen that ugly ass grin, knew I made you proud, yeah.
It's reminding me of where there's an honor count.